A state of emergency has been declared for extreme fire danger in the southern part of the state, while northern Wisconsin deals with the risk of flooding. It's Thursday, April 13th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, more than 1,000 people attended a candlelight vigil to mourn two police officers killed in northwestern Wisconsin. And we've got the latest details about who's running for U.S. Senate from Wisconsin next year. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Law enforcement officers and members of the public showed up en masse last night to honor two police officers who were killed during a shootout last week. The gathering included speeches and songs. Rich Kramer has more.
A sea of more than 1,000 people gathered in Cameron for a candlelight vigil for 23-year-old Cameron police officer Hunter Scheel and 32-year-old Chautauqua police officer Emily Breidenbach. The two were killed in a shootout during a traffic stop Saturday afternoon. Chautauqua Police Chief Ron Ambrositis fought back tears as he told the crowd how Breidenbach was pursuing her goal of becoming a police chief like her father.
Emily was the type of officer that it didn't matter what you gave her. It was 100% or nothing at all. She proved it on April 8th, 2023 at 3:39 p.m.
Ambrositis said Breidenbach and Scheel fought back that day and saved lives as a result. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As Wisconsin sees warm weather, Governor Tony Evers has declared an emergency over extreme fire danger in central and southern Wisconsin. At the same time, Danielle Kading reports parts of far northern Wisconsin are too wet and grappling with minor flooding.
Evers said the order enables the Department of Natural Resources to quickly access and dispatch resources. The DNR issued a red flag warning Wednesday for 41 counties. The governor's order allows rapid mobilization of the Wisconsin National Guard's Black Hawk helicopters to help suppress fires. Around 60 have burned in the last week, and the DNR has suspended burn permits. The agency's wildfire prevention specialist, Catherine Cooley, says people should use extreme caution.
Campfires for warming or cooking, though they are not illegal today, we highly recommend that you hold off on those activities under these conditions.
Northern Wisconsin is not under extreme fire danger, but it's contending with minor flooding due to rapid snowmelt. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A record number of invasive carp were recently caught on the Mississippi River just north of Trempealeau. Minnesota wildlife officials found 30 silver carp in late March. While the fish have been spotted in the area before, it's the largest single capture that far upstream. Rebecca Neely is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in La Crosse. She says they have not found evidence that the invasive carp are reproducing in the area. Neely says fish found in recent years have been traced back to Illinois and Missouri and likely came north during prolonged flooding in 2019.
The fish that we're seeing are more than likely, I can't say with certainty, but more than likely due to that flooding event.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and other agencies plan to be back on the river at the end of April to work on removing more invasive carp. School funding was once again a top priority for citizens who showed up to a public hearing on the state budget on Wednesday. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, that included a big push for higher education funding.
About two dozen advocates from Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT, took turns at the microphone during a Joint Finance Committee public listening session in Wisconsin Dells on Wednesday. The student activists called on lawmakers to fund a tuition grant program for low-income Wisconsin students. Josiah Gomez is the vice president of the UW-Madison chapter of LIT.
I myself constantly fear that my dreams and goals will not be attainable, not because I am not qualified, not because I don't have the work ethic, but because I do not have the money.
This was the third of four public hearings on Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget. The final hearing will take place in Minocqua later this month. GOP lawmakers have promised to write their own version of the budget before sending it back to the governor. Anyavin Wagdendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Fox News announced on Wednesday that they will host the first 2024 Republican presidential primary debate in Milwaukee. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's conservative group Young America's Foundation will also be a partner for the event. Claire Koenig is the communications director for Visit Milwaukee. She says the debate is an added bonus for the city after it was already selected to host the 2024 Republican National Convention.
The debate itself is one of those ancillary benefits of winning the convention.
The RNC will also hold a summer meeting in Milwaukee at the same time as the debate. The state's largest city is already expecting to see an estimated 50,000 visitors and $200 million in economic impact from the RNC. It was also announced this week that the 2024 Democratic National Convention will be held in Chicago. And finally, Democrat Tammy Baldwin made it official yesterday, announcing that she's running for a third term in the U.S. Senate next year. Sean Johnson has more.
Baldwin was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2012 and won re-election in 2018 by nearly 11 percentage points. Asked why she's running again during a stop in Eau Claire, Baldwin hit on some of the populist themes that served her well in previous races.
Wisconsinites need somebody fighting on their side for working families in this state, and not just somebody who's there, supporting the powerful corporations that hold too much sway and for a long time have.
No Republicans have formally jumped into the race to challenge Baldwin. Among those reportedly considering it are Franklin businessman Scott Mayer, Madison businessman Eric Hovde, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a rating and review, let us know how we're doing. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.